Tomorrow's News Today. It's Sunday, March 29th, 2026, and the United States is preparing to send in ground troops at multiple invasion points inside Iran in the coming weeks. From my sources, I can tell you as of now, Trump's decided to do it. He's doubling down. The globalists set the trap, and now America has fallen right into it. This is the only way they can stop the recovery, and Trump has taken the bait. All the little girls filling up the world today. With the good comes the bad comes the good. But I'ma live my life like I should. Like I should. 29 days ago, I told you exactly what would unfold, and this was a globalist trap. Think COVID 2.0 to derail Trump's plans. He believes he's doing the right thing. He was successful in Venezuela. That was constitutional, but very bold. If you remember, I was concerned that that would embolden him. And indeed, that is what happened. So, we've got a very serious situation to deal with here. Fix my thing here. Restarting the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached an epic moment in world history right now. And the cascading domino effects that this is already causing has probably already killed the Trump recovery when you build in all the numbers and what the economists have been warning of for a long time. In fact, I have a report right here that's on Infowars.com from June of last year. Dr. Kirk Elliott detailed the economic devastation that would result from a potential war with Iran. It was one of the few things that could derail Trump's economic recovery plan. And he walked all through how masterful it was, how it was genius, how it was basically the only path out, which I agree with. And here we are. And they launched COVID last time. They bragged about it, the globalists did, to derail that. So the Marines have called out their reservists saying, get ready. I have the letter right here for imminent combat. We have the Army preparing to do the same, I'm told from sources. This is just an unprecedented time to be alive. The Iranians have a giant regular army of 1 million people, about another 1 million auxiliary. And if you actually invade it, like the United States financed Iraq to do in the 1980s, there isn't an analyst out there that doesn't say that this is potentially 10 times worse than Iraq, 10 times worse than Afghanistan or more. And Iran doesn't care if we shut off their oil sales because they know that will also devastate the rest of the world. So this is a Mexican standoff. And we're going to walk through all of it today. So you want to stay with us. The first 5 minutes, again, is on the internet only, on Rumble and Alex Jones, on Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. It's six after we join the hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, cable stations, and TV stations that pick us up. And I will launch into the full transmission and all of the admissions. Again, they're just saying on Fox News the ground war is going to be on. They've got all the pundits reading the same talking points. The same ones that months ago said, oh, we attack Iran, it's just going to be 4 days long, and there'll be no boots on the ground, and don't listen to the fearmongers. But we weren't the fearmongers. We'd wargame this, looked at what the think tanks had said, and the Pentagon gave Trump a report a week before saying this would happen, that this was the probability, a 90-plus percent chance for that to unfold. And now we're here, so I'll tell you what's coming next, the different scenarios on the other side. Share those live feeds on X and Rumble right now to your email list and text message list. You're the Paul Revere's. Tell them urgent information on the air now. Pass it along. We'll be right back. The ball's in your court. Take action. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon AI surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have competition for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just a fight, obliteration. No one cares anymore. We are live Sunday, March 29, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming to you from Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. This is a Sunday emergency broadcast. U.S. Marines head to war. War expanding. Houthis blitz Israel. More attacks on Saudi base, wounding 12 Americans, blowing up a $500,000 AWAC. Russia sharing satellite images. Sleeper cells fear grow. We've had car ramming attacks and bombings and things in Europe. It's on. So when you study the RAND Corporation and the Pentagon and other foreign governments, war departments, and their war colleges, they all agree that we're in World War IV. And when I've been saying that for years, this is what this is. And Mark Levin had a lot of fun with it on Fox, attacking me and others the last few weeks, saying, oh, well, next week be World War V. The Pentagon and the CIA, in their official war colleges, call the Cold War World War III. And I posted on X, the official links to the CIA and the Defense Department, now the Department of War, saying that. Okay, so this is an adult show with real issues, real information. But they know that their listeners are dumb, kind of boomer, you know, neocons. And so they think that's real funny. But this is called, by the Pentagon, the Fourth World War. And they predicted years ago it would be much more kinetic and would have Russia involved, China, Iran, North Korea. And so here we are. When you have multi-region wars with big powers lining up through proxies against each other, that's a world war. When you have energy cut off and spiking prices worldwide, that's a world war. Go look up the definition of what a world war is. This is a world war. And I said 3 years ago that the Ukraine NATO-Russia proxy war was a new world war. Then about a year and a half ago, everybody started officially saying this is a new world war. And this is all part of the same war. And Venezuela being taken down, Cuba about to be taken down, that's part of the world war. And I want America to come out on top of this. And I backed regime change in Venezuela, though I said it would be risky. And obviously I said Cuba would fall next. We study this. They're involved in our politics. They're involved with the Democrats' money laundering, stealing elections. It's in the precedent of the Monroe Doctrine. It is in the precedent of the Barbary Pirate Wars with Thomas Jefferson. It is in the Spanish-American War precedent. I supported it, but with provisos of warning. This war, this expansion of the war, this leg, this tranche of World War IV is not in our interest. And the Pentagon, 5 days before, this is public knowledge now, gave Trump a report, which is classified, but the details have been released, the synopses, 92% chance that the regime wouldn't fall, they'd block the Strait of Hormuz, and it would then create a huge quagmire. And the Israeli analysis was the same, but their aims are different. So Israel, 30 days ago, 30 days ago in the East, it's still 29 days here, launched an attack because Trump had decided to not go in at that time again. So Israel drug us in. Then Trump 2 weeks ago said, don't hit their electrical grid. Israel's doing it, saying they won't give up, even if Trump makes a deal. That is Israel controlling our foreign policy. That is wrong. And everyone knows that I don't want to blow Israel off the map. I'm not pro-Islam. But I'm not for Israel trying to build a greater Israel and using us to build it, endangering the whole world. And so Israel is the most powerful lobby right now. It does control the Trump White House on foreign policy. It's trying to control it domestically, and it's treasonous. And we have a lot of credibility here because that fact's out in the open. And also everybody knows I don't have some raging heart on for Israel. This is just a disaster. You have every former intelligence chief of Israel that's living interviewed by Tucker Carlson in the BB Files. I watched it 2 nights ago. Unbelievable. We got excerpts of it coming up, some of the highlights. And I already knew all of this, but this is, he's being interrogated by the police, the federal police, and admitting that he basically ran Hamas. And he did it so that the Muslims would have bad leaders so they could never make a peace deal. He could destroy them. And that was already declassified a long time ago. But the point is, it's just crazy. Then they had congressional hearings last week admitting that Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS all run and funded by the U.S. and Israel. I told you that 25 years ago. And Lindsey Graham was the guy controlling the money with John McCain, even before 9/11. People are like, wait a minute, he's the big anti-Muslim. No, it's more sophisticated than that, folks. Again, I'm sure most of you have seen Episode 3 Star Wars, written by George Lucas. He wrote the original stuff in the 70s. He updated it, did interviews about it. He said this new final Star Wars he made, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, is based on 9/11 and what the neocons did. He was interviewed by Variety, you name it. Smart guy. And in it, Emperor Palpatine hires this outside terror group from a desert planet of basically Muslims. They would talk with Muslim accents. Who are secretly working with the Chinese. The aliens talk and dress like Chinese. Yes, Darth Vader, we'll do today. And they launch an attack on the Senate headquarter planet that Palpatine's really running because he's already the lead chancellor. He becomes a dictator with the attack. If you want to understand how this all works, go watch Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. That's happening now in the real world. And, of course, when they're done, what do they do to the Muslims and to the Chinese? Oh, Darth Vader, we are here to get our reward. Here's your reward. Look at that little Chinese. Oh, good to see you, Darth Vader. You're a friend. Hang Chang, Wang, Wang, Ying, Wang. I mean, and when I saw the movie, I said, oh, my God, Lucas understands all this, because it came out like 4 or 5 years after 9/11. He did an interview saying this is based on what 9/11 was. So, people, you're smart enough to understand this, okay? They now have the Christians in Lebanon allied with Hezbollah because Israel is funding ISIS to kill them. I have mainstream news saying that today, which we already knew. Israel backed with Turkey, the leader of Al-Qaeda, now the leader of Syria. Have you figured this out yet? So the Christians in Lebanon are now allied with Iran because Israel is letting ISIS blow up their churches. And now for the first time in 2,000 years, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Israel has been closed to the Cardinal of the Vatican. And they're closing all the other churches. All the Christian churches are being closed in the West Bank and other areas. But look, I digress. Let me give you the big picture. Let me just state the summation and I'll walk through it all. As I told you 29 days ago on that special Saturday broadcast. This has all been totally war-gamed. There's probably nothing more war-gamed as an individual sector of the world than the Strait of Hormuz. Okay? And so the Iranians have put about a third of their military there. It is a perfect point as a trap. 2,000-foot perfect cliffs, straight up, thousands of square miles, dozens of islands, underground bases, pillboxes, you name it, and then 5,000-foot mountains, 6,000-foot mountains, all above that. And It would take hundreds of thousands of troops to just take that. Think about what Israel needed in years just with Hamas in Gaza. The Strait of Hormuz is like 50 Gazas in size, much bigger, but I mean in estimates. I've seen some estimates of it being 100 Gazas. Iran, they're talking about being hundreds of Gazas to take, maybe 1,000. 90 million people, three times the size of Iraq. It'll make Vietnam look like a wonderland. And I remember when I told you the plan is to trap us and to tell us it's just a quick war to get rid of their missiles and their uranium enrichment. I thought Midnight Hammer in June, it was all done. It was successful. The best, perfect mission. It's all over. I said, this is a trap to suck us in. And the neocons attacked me, got me censored, everything else. I'm just reporting the facts. And I told you, I said, this is about Trump being manipulated. Because let me tell you, his military knowledge is not that great. Into this, and then as each level we begin to lose and it doesn't work and it gets more embarrassing, that he will double down. And Trump has now doubled down. And I told you this 3 weeks ago, I said they're getting ready to send the Marines and the Army from my sources. And again, the neocons attacked me and said, you're a fearmonger. Never going to happen. We have Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, all of them saying, I'm a liar. That's insane. We have them saying, don't worry. It'll be over in a few days. Don't listen to him. Got the clips. Played them last week. Play them again if you want. Who was right? Then they tell us it's going to last 5 weeks, going to last 6 months. Trump keeps telling us every day we've already won. But they've closed the Strait of Hormuz. They can physically close it if they want. So they want Trump's economic recovery to fail. They want global austerity, a worldwide collapse, so the central banks will come in and bail out all these countries and individuals. The whole world is in economic crisis. The whole world is maxed out in debt. The average American, 67% is living paycheck to paycheck, and we're one of the best countries in the world. In fact, the best for a large nation. China on the edge of collapse. Europe on the edge of financial collapse. The UK, Australia, New Zealand. And COVID was designed, the lockdowns, to shut down the economy and to get you in debt. The richest people on earth doubled their wealth during the COVID lockdowns, while the general public lost half of its wealth worldwide. So the top 0.1% doubled its wealth on average. Some tripled it or quadrupled it. While we lost half our wealth on average and record-level bankruptcies. We went from 37% being paycheck to paycheck to 67%. And they said, because we want to have this new economy of austerity. We want to train you to have no money. We want to have a central bank digital currency. We want to have a social credit score. We want to have a universal basic income because there'll be no jobs. So we control you. You will eat the bug protein. You'll own nothing and like it. Remember all this from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab? Who heads that up now? The real head of it, I told you years ago, Larry Fink. Who says, we'll use our control of 87% of world assets to control your behavior. And so this is the same thing. The insiders can all insider trade on the war, knowing what's going to happen, what the next move is, what the announcement is, even though it's not true when Trump makes it daily. He knows he can do this, that to the market to make another announcement and they even see his insiders making all these trades, making billions a day off of it. Totally evil. I mean, this would make Pelosi blush with insider trading. So they want to shut down the Trump recovery. Trump thinks he's just took Venezuela. Cuba's about to fall. He's reestablishing American dominance. All this is happening, and then he bites off something too big to chew, like Hitler invading Russia in 42 with Operation Barbarossa. And then they can blame the austerity and the collapse on Trump when it fails. And hopefully they think the Mullahs will probably fall in the end. They can break the country up, destabilize it. And so they can blame the mullahs and blame Trump. And we can all go into deeper debt and the globalists get what they want. And Larry Fink, I played the clip yesterday. In fact, get that clip again from yesterday. We'll play it later. Where he's like, oh, we got to go in because they'll keep it closed. Even if they reopen, they can always close it again. So now the world markets will crash unless we invade Iran and take it over physically. Though he's been told and knows, the Pentagon said 1 million troops to take over Iran and stabilize it and fix it, $500,000 to go in and level all their cities and just basically kill everybody. Because you can land the troops and the Marines and set up the howitzers and just move forward like Israel did for a few years and just in grids kill everybody like the Russians are doing in Ukraine. But they're estimating the casualties will be way worse than Vietnam, despite our more advanced technology. Because once you're down on the ground, there's an equalization there. So that's where we are. And so remember, when I told you and others told you they're sleepwalking us incrementally in the threat escalation ladder into total war, that's the goal, total war, like what was in the WikiLeaks, where they want these unwinnable wars for profit and control. When I told you that months before this happened and a month ago when it started, I was the traitor. I was wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about. And now here we are with all the neocons pushing endless war and the White House officially saying get ready for ground invasion. And some are trying to spin it and say, oh, well, it's a negotiation point. Maybe it is, but it's not, because I predicted a week and a half ago when Trump said you have 48 hours, I said the Iranians won't blink, to give up or you're totally obliterated. Then he said, okay, you got 5 days. Deadline came Friday. Trump goes, you got 10 days. And the Iranians said, we're not talking to you. We already did. You broke all your deals. We're not doing it. Their back's against the wall. And so now they are telling the Marine Reserves, get ready for total combat. I have the letter here from the Marine Corps head. The Army reportedly is getting ready for all this. And you got Mark Levin and others saying, listen, these are professionals. They've trained their whole lives for this. They want to go to war. That's like saying people running our ICBMs or nuclear submarine, nuclear weapon systems, oh, they trained for this, so they want to do it. No, they don't. And I love Lindsey Graham saying, oh, 7,000 troops and Marines is enough. When again, Iwo Jima was 23,000 Japanese. We had 110,000 Marines and sailors. 90,000 invaded the island. We lost over 20,000. And they were dug in, and it took months to do. And Lindsey Graham thinks they got dozens of armored islands, all these bases, all this hidden crap. You go in there, no matter how many attack helicopters you've got, Sea Cobras, Super Cobras, Apaches, everything, they don't care. They'll pop up, shoot their anti-tank, anti-aircraft missiles up close where you can't defend. And then they'll run off from the launch site. We'll vaporize the site. We get some of them. It doesn't matter because they've got us 100-1 with troops. And these aren't candy asses that cut and run. These are the worst Muslims to fight there are. The highest IQ, ready to die, training for decades for it. So Israel and the Pentagon and the globalists knew all this. Israel told Trump it'd be an easy win. The Pentagon said, sir, 90%+ chance it fails. He still went with it. Joe Kent's the head of counterterrorism until he resigned 2 weeks ago in protest this. The media tries to make it about him. He was just the person that resigned to say, sir, look at the report. We told you this. But don't listen to him, 11 tours in combat, CIA commando, wife blown up over there, CIA. Don't listen to Joe Kent. What's he know? It's like asking Michael Jordan tips on basketball or something. I mean, you know, like, why are you asking Michael Jordan something about basketball? That's weird. Why don't you just ask some homeless person, you know, over there about it? Like, what are you doing asking Tom Brady about football? That's weird. Why are you asking Belichick about football? That's weird. Why are you asking Einstein about physics? That's weird. Like, who is this guy? This Joe Kent? I mean, don't listen to him. But what's he know? I don't know. All the intelligence agencies, 17 of them, told Trump in a review 5 days before, don't do it. You don't see any leaks out of the White House. You saw a leak on that by a top general, and it turned out the chairman said, do it. Because they thought, well, if he doesn't listen to us, maybe it's in the newspapers he'll listen. They're not pro-Iran. They're not Wahhabists. They're not jihadis, like they're saying Joe Kent is. They don't work for Qatar. They are sensible. And they said, this will not go the way you want it. And so already, and I've got all the economic numbers here, you can make a look it up for yourself, that now the markets are already betting on $100 oil for 10 weeks. You have $100 oil on average 10 weeks, which is $100 a day. It was $120 a few days ago. It will cause 5-point increase conservatively globally in inflation. You bake that in, and then also a third of the world's fertilizer not going out. Disaster. If we pulled out now, there's a chance this recovery would still work, though some economists say it wouldn't. But now we've been told this thing goes to September, October, November, and Trump is like, no, I want to get it done quick, so they're sending 10,000 more Army troops. Oh, my God, we're at 17,500 now? Wow. But Lindsey Graham goes, well, why don't you believe in our Marines? 110,000 to take Iwo Jima? One island? Well, we got fancier weapons. No, on the ground, it's still the same. Same stuff, folks. And the Japanese wouldn't give up, just like these Iranians. It's exactly the same, actually. So, Ben Shapiro says, hey, get ready to die. After saying for months, you know, there wouldn't be any boots on the ground. Get ready to die. It's no big deal. Just accept it. Well, they just upped the age, what, 43, 44, to join boot camp? Buddy, go join the Marines or join the IDF right now. Oh, I'm sorry, Israel's not going to fight. They're just have us do it. Why don't you go join the Army, big man? Because I know my 23-year-old son, Rex, he ain't going over my dead body into a trap. And we got Levin saying, oh, they'll, even if we knock out their nukes, they can make dirty bombs. Now we've got to invade and capture it to find all the uranium. In fact, let's just start going to these clips. Here is clip 7. This is Fox News announcing they're getting the ground invasion ready. Oh, remember I was a fearmonger a month ago? No, I wasn't. Here it is.
Yeah, hey guys, good morning. After 4 weeks of war in the Middle East, the conflict grinds on. Reports indicate the United States is preparing for a possible weeks-long ground operation in Iran that would include thousands of U.S. service members. Over the weekend, the USS Tripoli, manned with 3,500 troops, including 2,500 Marines, arrived in the CENTCOM area of operation. If an operation is ordered to seize Iranian oil facilities or enriched uranium, it's expected that both special forces and conventional forces would be used. This comes as the United States and Israel launched a series of strikes against Iranian military infrastructure over the weekend, including hitting Iran's nuclear development facilities.
In Operation Rising Lion, we hit very hard the entire chain of nuclear production in Iran. We hit everything from the production capabilities in the factories, all the components, to the centrifuges and beams, and so on. The entire production chain was hit. It was affected. It was delayed, but it was not completely destroyed.
With the Israelis looking east, they're also looking north, where early Saturday an IDF soldier from Connecticut was killed in southern Lebanon by a Hezbollah rocket. His name was Moshe Katz, and he was 22 years old.
I thought Midnight Hammer got rid of it all. Oh, and also they blew up a bunch of universities in the last few days, and Iran said, we're going to hit yours now. And the media went, oh, my God, they're going to attack universities. What monsters. It's just like the war propaganda is so stupid. I'm going to blitz through these headlines and what it geopolitically means, but I'm going to quantify what this trap means and how serious it is and what's going to happen. We've been set up to kill the world economy, to kill the Trump recovery. We've been walked into this trap at every level, and now it's about to escalate to the point of no return with ground invasion. And Trump, well, I'll tell you what he said when we come back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So we're told the objective was first to get their nuclear material, then their missiles, then regime change, then it wasn't, then it was, then we'd already won. We're about to win. Trump has been set up. He ignored the Pentagon. He ignored the 17 intelligence agencies. He listened to Netanyahu. He listened to his political advisors. He listened to Kushner, because I have the sources. And all of this unfolded. And they've been telling him, when Joe Kent resigned 2 weeks ago, he said, I'm doing this because I love you, President, and it was an honor to serve with you. This is a trap. We had him on Friday. He said, it is a trap. It is absolutely a globalist trap. Iran is a trap. Now, I didn't get that from him. I'm the one saying it first. The point is, he's a former counterterrorism head of the country. But it's not just him. It was all of the agencies in a review said 90%+ chance this doesn't work and causes a disaster. And now Trump, with 17,000 troops, let's say they call up 100,000, 200,000, and they build them up and they go in there for a ground war, and now you've already got fighters from Iraq and Afghanistan and all over pouring in to fight on top of the multi-million man army, this is a total setup. But bare minimum, the Strait of Hormuz, I got the studies right here, from Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, you name it. Right here. Predict absolute disaster for the world economy and out of control inflation could already happen. There's a good chance, but if it continues for a few more weeks, it's guaranteed. I'll get to that later. And people say, well, why does that matter? The Federal Reserve says they're about to raise interest rates because of this. Remember, Trump needed to get them cut. He got them barely cut. The economy was already set up to fall. The globalists have positioned us into debt to make us debt slaves. That's what the Great Reset is. That's the plan. That's why they had the COVID lockdown. Was, oh, sit at your house for 6 months. Don't, you know, in Europe a few years, Canada a few years. Don't get a job. Don't do anything. Well, average debt ran up and the bankers doubled their profits. And now there it is, Washington Post. Pentagon prepares for weeks of ground operations in Iran. You saw Eric Prince, strategic genius, knows more about international operations than anybody because of real-world experience, the Blackwater and all his companies, saying, I can't believe the day after, 29 days ago, the day after it launched, on the Sunday after that Saturday, he went on Bannon. I played the clip like 8 times. And he said, I can't believe they ignored the intelligence reports. I cannot believe we did this. But he said, next it's going to be ground troops because that's the only way they can even try to do this. And that's a trap. No to ground troops. Eric Prince is not an Iranian agent. He's a hawk. He hates the Muslims, okay? Everybody knows that. But he's smart. So I know I'm repeating myself here. I got a lot of news to hit. But this is a disaster. And then we got Mark Levin, who Trump said a week and a half ago, all you MAGA that are against this war that we've already won, you are traitors. Mark Levin is my spokesman. You better back him. Yeah, there's the clip of him in his car warning the day after. Eric Prince. And look how concerned he looks. I've never seen him look like that on TV or anywhere. Look at that. I mean, this is bad, folks. This is real bad, okay? So, but look how grave-faced all those guys are. Oh, this guy, though, there's nothing about the military. He feels great, Mark Levin. So bare minimum, it kills the recovery worldwide, worldwide recession, depression, which BlackRock and the big banks want because they'll just loan you fiat money and get more control, which they say, we want you in debt so we can control you, as Larry Fink quote. Want to see it? Type in Larry Fink says BlackRock's goal is to control your behavior by putting you in debt. I mean, he said it a bunch of times. Type it in. Probably shown the clip 100 times. I'm showing it again. Go look it up yourself if you want to see it. He's the head of the World Economic Forum. He's the head globalist. The head Rothschild banker. And they used COVID to shut down Trump before. Now it's this, and now Trump's walked into it. So this is the trap. It's here. You don't have to wait to see it come true. Our leg is already in the bear trap. We got to get out of it. But anybody that knows about a bear trap, you catch it in a big old trap, and then come check it in the morning to see if that bear is there, and you shoot the bear. Going into Iran is shooting the bear. Our leg's in a big old bloody trap right now. Might lose the leg. But we aren't dead yet. And this isn't like all the other wars where they didn't have this entrenched power structure and all these weapons. This is much bigger. And they have the economic choke point of the world where upwards of 30% of the energy and fertilizer goes through. So look at these headlines now. But remember, they knew. The Pentagon told Trump, don't ever kill a mullah. That's why they never did it, even before Trump, because that will make the Shiites fight even harder to kill basically their pope. Israel advised them to kill the mullah. The leadership would give up, so then they killed the next mullah and the next mullah. And they said, fine, we're thousands deep. To be a mullah, you just got to be related to Muhammad. They got tens of thousands of mullahs lined up. The Iranian resolve has been intensified. They put out statements saying that, but you can see it. They're all excited about this. They think it's the end of the world. They think they're making the... Savior come back. And the Christian Zionists think that, and Hegseth thinks that, and a bunch of Orthodox Jews think they're about to make the end of the world come. This is crazy. Breaking. The U.S. Marine General just sent a letter to all Marines prepare to deploy. And when you read the letter, it says prepare for imminent combat. Look at that. Your preparation for combat. Goes on to say, expect it. Expect it's going to happen. Readiness will be assumed, not questioned. Don't think you're going to war. You're going to war. They think you have no memory a month ago. Oh, I'm a kook. I'm a fearmonger. There'll not be groups on the ground. That's a lie. That's a Qatari propaganda. They always planned it. And now they're saying, oh, just take over this one island, which is surrounded by enemy fortresses. Oh, now we got to take the whole strait. Oh, actually, they're planning attacks all over Iran. It's in the news. I have it right here, AP. They're going to send in special operations to seize the uranium at these bases. What happened when the Delta Force got sent into Iran in 79? They got caught on the ground and blown up. So now, oh, we're going to send in the special operations, God knows when they go in there where the stuff's hidden, to supposedly find uranium. It's a trap, folks. Kill the mullahs. Make the Iranians fight back harder. Rope us into, oh, just this one island. Oh, actually, the whole Strait of Hormuz. Actually, incursions all over the country. We're going to have helicopters coming in the dead of night. And or I guess paratroopers or people haloing in, and now you got the dead troops. Now you got the dead Marines. Now you got them on TV, the captured ones. And they think, oh, this will piss Americans off. Then they'll want full war. Just like in the last 3 days, Israel blew up a whole bunch of their universities. Iran said, fine, we're going to hit Israeli and American universities in the Middle East. And the media doesn't, in CBS and Fox, never even tells you. Their statement says, Iran just said they're going to hit our universities. God, they're terrorists. They said, you blew up ours, we're going to blow up yours. Unless Trump repudiates Israel. Don't hold your breath. And I'm not siding with the mullahs, but I'm siding with justice and not lying. And on one hand, they're like, hey, Israel blew up 5 universities yesterday. Badass job. Separate headline right next to it. How dare you threaten our universities for no reason? What? This is the escalation on escalation on escalation. So here's Mark Levin. Trump did a Truth Social yesterday saying, tune in to the Saturday night show of Mark Levin to find out what I think. And the whole thing was hysterical, guest after guest. We've got to have boots on the ground. We got to have regime change. Or the special forces have got to go in to all these bases and get the uranium and get out with it. It's one thing with Maduro, because they had a lot of his internal security that ratted him out. They only had like 40 or 50 Cubans as guards that got killed. A couple Delta Force didn't get shot but lived. And they went in at an incredible rate. Nobody's doubt our military is the best. Incredible job. So proud of just their ability. I know a lot of these guys are amazing people, best you'll know, but that's separate from this. You don't take some beautiful sword and just start hacking, the concrete with it and breaking it. That's one mission. And so I saw Levin say that last night, and then today, yeah, Trump's getting ready to send in troops to get the uranium out of these bases. Most of these bases are blown up. It would take engineers months to find it. But Trump's been convinced he's going to send the Delta Force into mountain bases? That sounds really good. That sounds like the greatest suicide mission I've ever heard of. This is cuckoo town, folks. But Trump doesn't have basic military understanding. He never has. He's up there like, I love the missiles. They're so pretty. They shoot up. They blow up. He knows about business, knows about the economy, understands that, does not get the military. He's even said, I don't understand the military. He thought all the military were John Wayne. Remember he said that. Now, the globals for 50 years were putting their people in. Now he's putting some better people that told him the truth about it, but he didn't listen. So here's Mark Levin. Go to him.
Troops on the ground. He said no troops on the ground. I don't remember that in any campaign speech either. But why would we need troops on the ground? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And we wouldn't need 300,000 of them. It's this uranium, too. We've got to get the uranium. If it cannot be destroyed, if it cannot be altered, we got to get it. For the reason I just said, you can make dirty bombs, and over time you can still make sophisticated missiles. So you need to get to the uranium. That's why I'm reading in the paper, we're talking about the 82nd Airborne, we're talking about these various special forces and the various military services and so forth. He's not talking about sending regular army and infantry in by the hundreds of thousands. The men he's talking about, the units he's talking about, they are specialized. And you know what else? I remember from my days in the Reagan administration. Many of them are trained for a moment like this to try and secure enriched uranium. Many have been trained for moments like this.
Mark Levin has no military knowledge. Oh, you've been trained to go snatch things, people or things, so you're going to invade a country of 90 million people with 7,500 troops, or 70,000, or 100,000. It's horse crap. Absolute horse crap. And he says, so you trained for this, be ready to die. You talk about the most nebulous mission ever. They won't tell you what the mission is. But now they might make a dirty bomb. I'll tell you the dirty bomb, the world economy going into cardiac arrest. I'll tell you a dirty bomb. It's all the Muslims pouring in out of Iraq and Afghanistan, where else come fight us there. Thinking it's the end of the world. And Trump's like, okay, nukes are on the table. Oh, that'll really look good on the world stage. That'll be great for the economy. If we start nuking Iran, I thought it was supposed to fall. No way, you know, 4 days, the people will overthrow them. So Trump's been set up. The analysts told him it wouldn't work. And instead of pulling back, he's going deeper. Here's Dave Rubin. I like Dave Rubin. But I saw Andrew Tate, who I like, say, hey, this war will be over in a couple days. You know, basically no problem. I saw Dave Rubin say this. And they were nice. They didn't attack me. But I saw, you see the clips, Shapiro, Levin, Bongino, all attack me and say, Jones is scum. He probably works for Qatar. He doesn't know anything about the military. Yeah, right. And you know, this is going to just last a few days, and it's just limited, and then you just shut up. And of course, I was right. It wasn't. Because I was going off the Pentagon's own assessment. I kind of listened to them. But, you know, when I saw this thing last night, I made a few phone calls. Levin, I watched it live. I called a Delta Force guy I know, retired, any high-level officer, and I also called a Navy SEAL retired high-level, and I said, have you seen this, and, you know, the plan of going? And, yeah. And what do you think about, you know, 17,000 troops max? It's, all these places are going to take, and they're saying, go in and get uranium? It's like, that's totally insane. It would take months and months just to train, you know, for one or two of the operations. But no, Trump, they've got hundreds. They just, oh, just we're going to invade all. And you saw Levin. These are special troops. Well, they ain't Superman. They don't fly around. They're not bulletproof. Are they like 3-4 times better than the best other special operations troops in the world? Yeah, because the U.S. is always at war. We've got incredible people. And yeah, we've got the best special operations troops, and we've got only a few of them. The only way to truly take Iran would be to nuke it, kill everybody. And I'm not endorsing that. I'm wargaming it. Just like I said, the only way to stop Hamas is you got to carbon bomb the whole country, but you shouldn't do it. It'll lead to water war. And it's genocide. People just took the clip where I said you got to carbon bomb the whole thing. When I was on with Eric Prince and Steve Bannon, you know, a couple years ago, right 2 days after the October 7th. So, and the war planners have all told them that, because here's the deal. I don't study how to polish boots or how to have egg salad on my chest or any of that stuff. I study world history, military operations, talk to experts, study intelligence, study information warfare, study the known reported war games of all this. And this is known. So Levin and then we'll go, oh, Jones isn't a military expert. They both attacked me saying that. What does that mean? The military experts told Trump don't do this. I sure as hell can read the reports and intelligence reports, which I don't even know if you guys do that. You're just given some talking point by Israel and by Netanyahu. And above him, the big central banks want to plunge our economy and want to and create a world depression. That's what this is really about. This is a lot bigger than just Iran. But was I right about this being a quagmire and then they need ground troops to Strait of Hormuz and they could close the Strait of Hormuz? Or was Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, I can play the clips I have of them saying this is a few days, a week at max, don't listen to these traitors. They're liars. They're lying to you. They're sucking us all into this. They were all never Trumpers. And I'm disgusted that his recovery and so many of his great things he's doing is in jeopardy now because of this. It makes me sick to my stomach. Go ahead and go to Dave Rubin and his prediction. It didn't age very well.
Allow me to make a prediction here in my prediction stuff. I'm not Polly Market. I'm not Kalshi, but I'm pretty good at predictions. And my prediction here is that everything that the media is now going to say about Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and energy prices are going to go crazy and all these, none of this is going to come to pass. That isn't to say there won't be a little bumps here and there in the market. And it's not to say one random thing, you know, bad thing might happen to a ship or something like that. But Iran has basically, their military has basically been decimated. So they can keep doing PR stunts and having the second general of the fourth command of the third wing of the Iranian army show up on MSNBC. They can keep do that and make his threats and say, we're going to let things through if we like you and not if we don't. But it just is utterly irrelevant. We are the sheriff.
We're the sheriff when it comes to air superiority, but not once you go boots on the ground against a hardened military that is not vertical, but is horizontal. They're designed for this. They've been waiting for this. The U.S. spent $30 billion. Back then, that'd be like $200 billion or more in an eight-year war funding Iraq to attack them with our satellites and everything, and we couldn't beat them. And they had tinker toy weapons back then. These people are bad news. But who's worse, who walked us into this disaster on purpose for the globalist. So let's just read some of the headlines here. Look at these. Iran warns U.S. against ground invasion as Israel announces it will expand operations in Lebanon. Iran accuses U.S. of secretly plotting ground attack, not secretly plotting it, while engaging in negotiations to end the war. Look at this. U.S. Marines head to war. War expanding. Again, the Marines have sent out a letter to all reserves. You're ready to go to imminent war. U.S. Marines arrive in the Middle East after Houthi missile attack on Israel. 2,500. They say only about 1,500 are combat to fight a multi-million man army. That's a trap. So just like killing the mullah was meant to make the Muslims commit, just like saying it was only to get rid of missiles, that was to get us engaged, knowing the Iranians would close the strait. Oh, now we've got to open the strait, says Larry Fink and Ben Shapiro and all the rest of them. I got the clips. Well, we got this crisis. Now we got to do it. A crisis you put us into with your lobby. The war that's not ending and why it may be getting worse. Yeah. Pentagon eyes weeks of ground operations in Iran as IRGC threatens tit-for-tat strikes on universities. See how this is going? Look at this. Iran strikes on U.S. bases in Saudi Arabia, injures 12 American troops, blows up a $500 million plane. Russia took satellite images of U.S. at base days before Iranian attack. Zelensky says, that the U.S. has given them intelligence. Yeah, this is a proxy war. It's a world war. Call it 3-4, whatever you want. Irreplaceable. U.S. plane obliterated an Iran attack. The wounded 12. One of the best AWACS we got. And it just goes on and on. They've already blown up our two radars over there that are $1 billion. There's only six of them in the world. That's why suddenly the Iranian missiles get through, because you have to have that radar. Most radar spins every few seconds. It gives you a picture, picture, picture. These are super high-powered. So with satellites and those radars, they can have missiles go up and hit stuff in live time. You knock those out, and of course the Russians said hit those and gave them the telemetry. So the Iranians put missiles right through the top of them in the satellite images and blew them up. Because we're at war with Russia, baby. Want to escalate that a little bit more? We voted for Trump to get us out of this. And now, Trump is diverting, it's already happening, munitions, weapons, intelligence, and troops from Ukraine, our troops are there, to the Middle East. See how that works? Trump ready to take U.S. arms from Ukraine and divert them to the Middle East. Already happening. But you got Lutnick over here, insider trading all day. He doesn't care. He knows it's going to kill the recovery. Just like he wrote the tariffs so they'd be overturned. Even the Supreme Court ratted him out for that. Him and his sons make billions off of it. Little Epstein buddy right there. Figure it out yet? Figure it out yet? Yeah, I think you're starting to figure it out. You saw Trump a few days ago. You know, I gave him a 10-day increase. Not because they said, screw you, but because they gave us 10 ships. No, they let 10 ships go into India through, which they've already been doing, and now they've announced 20 more they're letting through. And I guess Trump will announce that's him doing that. No, that's them in control of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran allowing 20 more ships through the Strait of Hormuz, Pakistan says. But look, it was going well. Cuba's on the verge of falling, and talks with the regime change with Trump. Venezuela went well because those are in our hemisphere, propped up. Those are great victories. But now you went to the main trap. Now you didn't listen to the Pentagon. Now you took the bait, Trump. We're going to go to break. Talk about how we get out of this, what comes next, a bunch of other news and angles, sleeper cells, you name it. Please talk about it, you know, and those you don't know, in your email list, your text message, take the live feed for all shows on X or Rumble at the Alex Jones Show or Infowars.com/show and share it and say the forbidden information is being covered right now. But this is the new lockdown. This is the new tyranny. This is the thing to kill the economy. Our enemies are licking their lips. I'm not funded by anybody but you. The AlexJonesStore.com, the very best supplements, the very best products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It funds our operation. We have the new incredibly high quality detox zeolites to pull the heavy metals and spike protein out of your body. Private label, one of the top zeolite systems out there. That's now available for 70%+ off for subscribers and VIP members. That's only lasting till Monday. Take advantage of it now.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Prosecutors argued Meta knowingly put profits before the protection of children.
The conduct, as I said, was repeated again and again. Over an entire decade in a kid's life, that's forever. That it was done and made with knowledge that serious harm would result, and it did.
We believe the evidence has shown that Meta works incredibly hard to protect users, including teens.
In accordance with the civil penalty instruction and the instructions as a whole, how many willful violations did Meta commit by engaging in unfair or deceptive trade practice? The jury's answer is 37,500.
Big tech critics hail big tobacco moment and landmark social media verdict against Meta, the parent company of Facebook, and Google, intentionally being addictive and depressing and controlling. Yeah, and parents let their kids do that. I'm not defending big tech, but once you go down this slippery slope of, oh, the way they did it, yeah, and you let your kids do that, give me a break. What's sick is Trump doesn't have Elon Musk on his new big tech board. He's got the good guys off the board and has put his arch enemy, Zuckerberg, on the board and a bunch of other garbage. And people are like, oh, there you are, throwing Trump under the bus again. Zuckerberg got $400 million to create the databases of dead people and illegals and all that to steal the 2020. Okay, fine, I love Zuckerberg if Trump says so. Got Todd Blanche, a Democrat, run the DOJ. This ain't good. And I'm going to bet you about it. Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's law in child exploitation case.
Companies have been very effective in using something called Section 230, which is a law in this country that protects the companies who have social media from being liable for things that their users post on the site. What these two cases focused on is how the company manipulated the algorithm and developed products like Infinite Scroll in order to give kids an addictive product that would keep them on the site and keep them coming back. And what ended up happening is those kids would use those addictive products and then ultimately have suicidal thoughts or potentially body dysmorphia, or they'd be getting unsolicited messages from child predators. And the company is knowingly, according to documents revealed in both of these cases, understands that this is a problem that they have. And both juries found that they did not do enough to stop this. So again, a huge landmark here, not for the dollar figure, but for the significance of the rulings.
Government shouldn't be involved in the First Amendment. We shouldn't have internet IDs. All over the world, they're bringing internet IDs. They are protecting kids. Hey, you put the parental controls on or don't let your kids on devices. Control what you give your kids, folks. It's not the state's job. Because Zuckerberg's a predator preying on your children. Blackburn's Trump America AI Act repeals Section 230, expands AI liability, and mandates age verification. No, it's the AI Dictatorship Act that Trump tried to get passed before he got back in office. Republicans did, but he pushed. And then he signed an executive order on that makes big tech and AI above the law. Nobody can sue them. Congress can't. Local legislators can't challenge them. Citizens can't sue them. And then the executive branch can let AI do whatever it wants. It's Congress has created the AI liability protection dictatorship bill to enforce Trump's executive order that is wrong. That's the real headline. Overhyped. This is some good news. New polls suggest Americans are shunning AI as a breaking news source. They're rejecting it. They don't want it. Well, I don't just believe polls. Oh, I like the proof. The biggest video generating tool is no more. Is the AI bubble bursting? ChatGPT has shut down its AI system because not enough people are using it. It costs too much money, and it's a failure. People are sick of it. U.S. bans foreign-made consumer routers over cybersecurity concerns. I told people decades ago China has all these remote control kill chips and everything. Now it's all admitted. And then it just continues. Apple forces U.K. iPhone age checks in iOS 6.26.4. Yeah, the U.K., Australia, they're all making Apple and other companies do age verifications. Hey, then adults have to do it. And now it's Internet ID that in the UN Gates-run standardization will be used for the cashless society, the social credit score, the grid. So people are like, don't you want to not let kids look at porn? Yeah, if you're dumb enough to give your kid a phone that doesn't have parental controls, you should be thrown off a bridge.
They'll be back with the big news. Stay with us. Can we stop the ground invasion of Iran?
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
J.D. Vance, the vice president of the top national security clearance, says that in the briefings he's gotten, these so-called UFOs are mainly interdimensional creatures that are here. Of course, remember, the Pentagon didn't make fun of me when I was saying that 20-something years ago, or on Joe Rogan, 10 years ago, and that they're really demons. J.D. Vance says he thinks UFOs are demons, not aliens, as he admits to obsessing over them in a Benny Johnson interview. That's coming up. What's really behind that, the big disclosure we're about to see, and a top Air Force general over the secret UFO file disappearing 5 weeks ago, 3 days after Trump ordered it declassified, and a bunch of his top aides disappearing. And big stuff's going down, folks. Big stuff. So I've got a huge transmission lined up for you on that at the bottom of the hour. We need to look at the big picture, the power of the principalities and the powers of the air, as the Bible tells us. So give me that Bible verse ready, please. Print that for me so I don't butcher it. But here's what we need to understand. Populism's exploded. Globalism's in trouble. Patriots are getting elected everywhere. I'm proud I supported Trump. He got so much done. They hated so much of his agenda. He started going sideways about 6-8 months ago when Musk left and all the rest of it. He got tricked into this war. We also got to think about the Democrats and what they're planning and what they're doing and what they will do when they're in power. Don't penalize Republicans on average. Look at them on each case basis for state government, local government, national government. Vote in the midterms coming up intensely. Repudiate Trump when he's wrong. Get on his ass. Warn him about the traps. Support the good members of his cabinet doing a great job. That's just common sense. Because there is a Democrat push to like totally turn people against Trump in general and against Republicans in general, when Republicans on average are way better. We know that. Because they've been educated, they're populist, they're anti-globalist. It's part of a global trend in the Great Awakening and the Fourth Turning. There's a worldwide awakening. The tyrants admit it. It's bigger than America. It's worldwide. But as I said, the other big issue is the Houthis attacking in the Persian Gulf, Israel and others. They already closed major areas before. They made a deal with Trump not to. And you've got all these other groups that are now joining up against the U.S. and Israel. And so it's not just Iran we're fighting. You got China, North Korea, and Russia backstopping Iran as Trump prepares a ground invasion with 17,000 troops. It was 7,000, now 10,000 more being sent. Houthis join Middle East conflict, start firing missiles at Israel. So that's where we are. Now let's talk about something that's really amazing. If you study geopolitical history, it is really mainline historically known, and any PhD in geopolitics knows this, Because one of the first things you study in geopolitics and world history and then the modern era and the eras before is what the British called the Great Game. And that's how, with just a few thousand troops and merchants, they could control India to the British East India Company. But they also used the Great Game to divide and conquer the Middle East, in Central Asia, and other areas. You play groups off against each other when you only have a small number of troops. Divide and conquer, balkanization. So, British intelligence set up the modern world 120 years ago, took about a decade, in the Middle East. They drew the lines. They went out and found all these Bedouin warriors who were badasses, but were nomadic, and funded them, gave them weapons to then go into the different Muslim cities after the Ottoman Empire started trying to retract and fall, and it did fall, and World War I finally put an end to it, based in Turkey, Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, the Eastern Roman Empire base that only fell 600 years ago. And they put what is Al-Qaeda today in charge of the Middle East. And then you also had British intelligence funding the Muslim Brotherhood that is the other arm of that. And there's Academy Award-winning movies about this, okay? This is like mainline history for people that don't know. And so it's come out decades ago, but now it's congressional hearings. It's just beautiful. We've got even more USA documents, you name it, that going back over 30 years, Senator John McCain was the bag man. In some cases, he delivered the checks himself and literally planes of cash to Al-Qaeda, then to ISIS, Boko Haram, all of it. And they would use them to knock out our enemies, but also as the pretext to then come in and invade and attack. And we'd hear on the news that we were going into a country to take out Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda would be put on C-130s in the case of Afghanistan in 2001, 1 month after the attack, and flown out 30-something thousand of them to safety in Pakistan. It was even in the news, the airlift of evil. Our own military blew the whistle and said, what are we doing flying out Al-Qaeda? And then we go into Afghanistan and just blow up a bunch of innocent people and say it was the Taliban. No fan of the Taliban, but they didn't do that. A different group, though, Al-Qaeda affiliate. So you use these guys you fund as a pretext to then later invade, destabilize, do all of this. And now they've released the Tucker Carlson documentary where we went over and interviewed all the intelligence officials and government officials who hate Netanyahu, him being interrogated by federal, their equivalent FBI a few years ago about why did you fund Hamas? Why did you double their money? And he said, well, I did it to destabilize the Muslims. I didn't want a legitimate government in Gaza that wanted to work with us. I wanted to have them so I could, you know, have an excuse to blow them up. And he's like, what's your problem? Let me show you the clip. Because to him, that's a moral thing to do, like overthrowing Assad with Turkey a year and a half ago and putting the leader of Al-Qaeda in charge, who now this weekend they invaded a bunch of the few little Christian towns left and started mass murdering them. There's the times of Israel. For years, Netanyahu propped up Hamas. Now it's blown up his face. And when I cover this, I see the rabbis and stuff commenting on X saying, oh, you're anti-Semitic. They know that's not the case. I literally refuse to get down on your level. I refuse to hate people because they're Jews. I mean, you got every former intelligence chief that's living in Israel and most of their top generals in a documentary with Tucker Carlson, putting one over there a month ago for the BB files, literally agreeing with me and saying this is insane. And the end will destroy Israel. And all you innocent want to destroy Israel, they got 1,000 nuclear weapons, they'll bring us all down. It's like Iran attacking them. It just is so destructive. Netanyahu is insane. So, new Israeli policy targeting Christian schools in Jerusalem could threaten their future existence. Israel is shutting down Christian churches all over Israel and not letting the cardinal in. That's not happened in the history of the church, to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And they're letting the settlers burn down the Christian villages. And Huckabee loves it because he's an Israeli agent who says he's a Christian. Cardinal Pizzaballa blocked from Church of Holy Sepulchre on Palm Sunday. Meanwhile, in Dubai, if you report on the hundreds of buildings hit, they've arrested thousands that even talk about it or put it online. Israel's doing the same thing. They just choked out a CNN reporter. This is out of control, folks, because they don't want you to see those missiles coming in. They don't want to see what's happening. And then look at this article before I get to the meat and potatoes. Christians unite with Hezbollah against Israel. And they go on to say, the Catholic Church, the Protestants, no one will help us. Huckabee won't help us. We have ISIS blowing up our churches, killing us by the thousands every month. And Israel is helping them, just like they had field hospitals for Al-Qaeda taking over Syria. And so now the Christians, for the first time in 1,400 years, are siding with the Shiites against Israel backing the Sunnis. And they just say, we're going to be killed if we don't. And the Shiites let us have Christmas and let us have our churches and don't blow them up. And they donate to us for decades and buy us Christmas trees. They literally said that. It's in the article. The Israelis are blowing up Christian churches. The videos, countless of them. I mean, it's like, what? And people get Huckabee trying to do something, he'll do nothing. He loves it. The settlers don't care if you're a Muslim or you're a Christian. You're done. You're gone. They're going to burn your church down, your house down. They're taking it. Now they're taking part of southern Lebanon. Now they're taking part of southern Syria, greater Israel. And they want us to backstop it. If Israel wants to have wars and do all this, hey, knock yourselves out, man. I'm not here. My kids aren't here to be drafted for this. I'm not here to pay for this. And I have reluctantly been drug into this because there's bigger fish to fry than Israel until now. Israel is literally doing a coup over the Trump administration. Joe Kent was on Friday. He agreed that's what's happening. Israel brags they've done it. And they're funding Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and ISIS and running it. And I'm just like, holy mackerel, stop. Netanyahu has a 14% approval rating. You ask, how does he stay in power? It's a parliament. They have dozens of parties. He's able, while he's still in power, to buy off the other parties and give them what they want. So he stays in power. Just like in Canada, they can stay in power. Or Starmer has a 15% approval rating in the UK. Everybody says, we need three parties. We need four parties. No, we have the best bad system there is. The best house in a bad neighborhood. You want a two-party system because then it's clear. You start getting other parties, it allows these coalitions and the bad guys stay in power. So now let's start getting into it. We'll get to J.D. Vance winning the straw poll at CPAC and more. But what a moment to be alive where I hammered the fact that British intelligence first, then the U.S., then Israel, and all three still do it, fund and support and run all of the most vicious Muslim groups there are and bring them in. They say, fight them over there. So we're going to fight them over here. But we go blow them up, and we bring the very worst into our countries. And the UAE and Saudi Arabia and Qatar say, don't bring them in. They're jihadis. We don't want a war with you. Don't do it for decades. I have clips of them warning us. They're heads of government. But the West brings them in. And then when the Muslims attack us, they set up TSA to grope our testicles. They take our rights. They have an excuse to go invade these countries. All in the name of keeping us safe. So Lindsey Graham was already on the co-board of the key USAID group that for 30 years with McCain and then now him hands out billions a year to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram directly to their leaders. To the point you have Trump endorsing at the White House the former leader of Al-Qaeda, the new Syrian dictator. While they mass murder Christians this every day, but huge, thousands of motorcycles, ISIS, Shia, Sunnis, riding in to little Christian towns and then just burning, raping, killing. We have all the videos, raping, burning, killing, murdering. We have them riding in on their motorcycles, B-roll that. And then we have them burning everything down and killing everybody this weekend. Because they attack on the week before Easter. This is who we back. And that's in Syria. You go down to Lebanon, you have the Christians, for the first time ever, working with Hezbollah to fight Israel because Israel's allied with ISIS. That's the first video. Then you cut to the mass murder, the raping, the killing. I sent you dozens of videos. You can read the newspaper articles about it. I'll get to some of those coming up. Yeah, skip to the nighttime. Then they get there at nighttime. This is what happens. Yeah, 10,000 Muslims show up in your little Christian town, 2,000, killing, raping, and they're literally saying, we're here to rape, we're here to kill. Rape, murder, kill. And then the Christians, whether they're in Syria or in Lebanon, have to run to Hezbollah because they don't do this. There are some Christians still in Iran. There are Jews still in Iran. They're oppressive, but not like these other groups. So that's the reality, folks. Christians fighting for their lives. So I set the table with that, what's currently happening. Now we have congressional hearings in the last month and more this last week where they have the counterterrorism heads, all of them getting up and saying, no, the West funds it. Here's the billions. You got Ben's exposing all of it. Look at these headlines. U.S. worked directly with terrorists in Syria on Israel's behalf. Kent testified on that months ago, but we have all the other people testifying to it. Now we have Mark Lynch, a Senate candidate, challenging Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, calling for him to be arrested because he's been the bag man for decades funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the rest of them. And then you got Netanyahu in now police videos released defending that he doubled the funding for Hamas and got Qatar to pay for it, and they made him sign contracts to do it and so they could have the stand down on October 7th, and he gave him the weapons. Then you've got the leader of Qatar, prime minister, last year saying Israel funded them 13 years ago to increase funding, but that Israel created Hamas in the late 70s, early 80s to destabilize Israel. That's been declassified, to destabilize the West Bank and destabilize Gaza. All right? So let's go ahead and go to a little clip from Congress this week. American taxpayers are funding all the following foreign terrorist organizations. And then going to the next clip, Israel Netanyahu, it's in Hebrew, but I'll read the subtitles, admits funding Hamas to weaken Palestine. Yeah, put crazies in so, you know, you can play the hero. And then we've got Lindsey Graham, Mark Lynch. Lindsey Graham is a traitor. That's the guy running against him in the Senate. It's totally true on record. And then we've got even more on that we're going to be getting to. But go ahead and start rolling these clips. Here they are.
Are you aware that we are sending $40 million a week to the Taliban?
Yes, sir.
Can you name other instances of foreign aid going to terrorist organizations?
We have assisted Al-Shabaab in Somalia. There's been instances of the Khamzi network in Sudan, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, Kataiba Hezbollah, Hayat Tahrir al-Shams in Syria. Dozens of terror organizations have received indirect assistance from U.S. foreign aid.
Hey, pause there. I see you guys a clip from last year because there was a bunch of posts. There was other hearings this week where even more of it came out. But the point is, this is not a secret now. So it's very vindicating to see all this coming out. But now let's go to Netanyahu, and this is again in Hebrew, so let me try to read the subtitles best I can. We have to start and stop. Go ahead. But we control the height of the flames.
The public blames Netanyahu for October 7th as the one who fed the beast. He did not create Hamas, but he fed it.
Netanyahu, who is against peace and who is against having a Palestinian state, dealt with Hamas for a long time as a strategic friend. It was important for him to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas and keeping the West Bank under the control of Fatah and preventing them from being united in any way. In order to do so, Netanyahu was all the time helping Hamas to survive.
At the same time that he was under investigation, he arranged for Hamas to receive $35 million every month from Qatar.
Netanyahu can't give the money by himself. Israel will not give money to the Hamas. You cannot even transfer this money through banks, because even the banks don't want to cooperate. So you, the Israeli Prime Minister, needs to beg this small and very rich country, Qatar, to give money to our enemy.
These suitcases of money was given to Hamas under the request of Benjamin Netanyahu.
And we have more clips that's coming up from the documentary, which is mainstream Israeli news. Netanyahu lied about this, and then Qatar released the signed signatures. But Israel, again, by the early 80s, created Hamas. You just type in Israel created Hamas, you'll get AP Reuters from the 90s. This is old news. And imagine, I'm up here telling you stuff that's admitted fact. Okay? But again, Israel didn't invent this. The British did. And then the U.S. And that's a congressional hearing you just saw a clip from. They had more last week. It's just unbelievable. And then I cut this and get called an anti-Semite when Tucker's multi-hour documentary has every former intelligence chief and most of their former top generals all saying, this is insane. Netanyahu has destroyed Israel's credibility, makes them look like criminals. And now Israel's back's going to be against the wall. And now we're in this giant fiasco. And again, there's so many people happy that Israel's so unpopular and in so much trouble now. Have you thought a few layers ahead, like I keep saying? It's going to lead to World War IV, okay? It's going to lead to, I mean, it already has. And there is, you know, Netanyahu in Hebrew saying, yeah, I did it so they'd be unstable. Man, you're an asshole. But that's been the British who first did it, admitted it, and that's been the U.S. thing, is they put the radicals in. They put the bad guys in. Because Islam was horrible under Muhammad, expanded. We finally, after 700 years, had the Crusades, kicked their ass, contained them. And then by about 100 years ago, they had a bunch of big cities, and they embraced the West, and they weren't wearing hijabs anymore, and they had all the shopping malls. And then by the 50s, 60s, rock and roll, bars. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but, you know, I mean, it was American movies. They loved us. It was done. They had a, like, Western Reformation, and then the British and then the U.S. and others with Operation Ajax, 53 in Iran, you name it, put the radicals in. It's a mainline historical fact, folks. You go to the Barnes & Noble and go buy a history of the Middle East the last 100 years. It's all there. It's not debated. They made, again, Academy Award-winning movies about it. With Peter O'Toole, Lawrence of Olivier. Lawrence of Olivier. Was it O'Toole? The point was, is that that's where we are. And it's so frustrating to just, this is a fact. This is not my opinion. And now, all this USAID documents have come out of billions a year with Lindsey Graham going back decades being the bag man to fund these people. And then he sits there and says, oh, remember last week he and Levin and Shapiro and all of them said, Iran is funding Al-Qaeda. Iran ran 9/11. Iran runs all the terror attacks. Hegseth said that. The Shiites have not been behind almost any of it. It's been the Wahhabis, the Sunnis, and Saudi Arabia. Unbelievable, folks. Just absolutely unbelievable. We'll come back with a really powerful information straight ahead. Stay with us. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So now, is household information, known facts, all declassified public, that for 30 plus years, John McCain and then the last 20 or so, Lindsey Graham are the bag men, not just stirring up stuff in Eastern Europe with the Russians, but funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, all of it, installing the head of Al-Qaeda in Syria, and telling us that Iran is behind 9/11. When Iran is the Shiites, the group against the Sunnis, that is the cutout for 9/11. They think you're stupid. And they say we got to fight them over there instead of over here when they bring them in record levels. We got 15 times the Muslims, so does Europe or more, we had 25 years ago. They bring them over here so we can fight them here after we blow them up and piss them off and then fund all the radical imams. It came out USAID has been funding tens of thousands of the most radical imams in the world. None of the Shiites, because they all centrally control it, all Wahhabists. They're creating the enemy to take our rights. So here's Mark Lynch, Senate candidate, running against Graham with all these documents coming out, calling for his arrest for treason. Look how Graham's the big guy that wants war and is blaming Iran for 9/11 when it's the opposite group. It's so obvious, and we should be talking like this. Thank God we've gotten to this point. Here's a clip.
With the removal of a traitor. You know, I'm wondering, with all this talk about the Strait of Hormuz and Targ Island and everything Lindsay's recommending, why are we listening to a traitor who needs to be arrested for funneling money to Hamas and Al-Qaeda through USAID? He's helping to support the enemies of our nation, Steve, and it's time to arrest him. He's a traitor.
So that's a pretty big, I would say that's a campaign that's running a little hot. Make sure people understand it. You've called him a traitor and you said he should be arrested. That's not the kind of normal, dialogue you have in a typical Republican primary, but you've been at this a while. You're a very serious guy. Just walk the audience through why he's a traitor and why you, as his leading opponent in this race, believe he actually should be arrested for being a traitor, sir.
Yes. Well, you know, years ago, he was all for open borders. The nickname he got was Gramnesty. He was wanting to grant amnesty to illegal aliens in this country, which we know from the groups I've worked with in national security work. And I know you met with John and Matt here at CPAC. I just had breakfast with them. They said to tell you hello. And we know these people crossing over the border just aren't people looking for the American dream. They're supreme jihadists reporting to their assigned locations. You know, our guys did the work that busted CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations. They're a Hamas terrorist organization, and they're fighting in South Carolina to help our legislators pass a hate crimes bill, which we could get arrested for having this conversation right now if that passes. They're using subtle things like that with red flag laws, and Lindsay voted for red flag laws. He's okay with removing.
Let's stop right there. By the way, I've had Mark Lynch on. We're getting back on this week. He's dead on. It's been declassified by DOGE. We already knew they were doing it. Billions given to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram that are all Sunni. That's 79% of Islam is Sunni. 20% is Shiite, 1% is Alawite, and a few other little subgroups. And they hate each other even more than they hate us. The Iranians are the Shiites. The Saudis in that operation are the Sunnis. And the CIA, going back to British intelligence, runs them with the Israelis. And that's why I'm like, you want regime change? Israel doesn't want a good Iran in. They're going to put even worse people in, is what Eric Prince said. Because Israel doesn't want neighbors that are stable. And now Israel said, even the other former prime minister said, oh, when we're done with Iran, we're going up against Turkey. Turkey has the biggest damn military in Europe, other than Russia. Good God. Cuckoo town. Cuckoo town. And when I state facts, I get attacked by the neocons all over the place, saying I'm a traitor. They don't respond to the facts. They don't say I'm a liar. They say, oh, he's bad. He's a foreign agent. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not the one funding Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and the Muslim Brotherhood and, you know, Obama creating the Arab Spring and all this crap. It's our government every time. I want to stabilize these countries. I want to be friends with them. I want reformists like the UAE that want to be Buck Rogers and are saying reform Islam. And they're saying don't bring Muslims into your country. Because they've been radicalized. I want to fix this. I don't want to be at war with Islam. I want it reformed. And until the British got involved 120-something years ago doing this, the Muslims were not expanding anymore because we kicked their ass in a 300-year war called the Crusades after 700 years of them attacking us, and they got their asses handed to them. And their imams admit, we beat their asses. We killed millions of them. They started it. We did. We kicked their ass. But they had to get all the way into Poland, all the way up to the border of Germany until the Scots and the Irish and the English got pissed and the French and mounted up and went in there and had hundreds of years of war to free Spain. And had, I mean, it took 500 years to free Spain. 500 years! 500 years. You know, Spaniards were blonde-haired, blue-eyed until the Muslims got in there. You know, the Italians were blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or red-haired until the Muslims took over half of Italy, Sicily. Wonder why there's a big joke about Sicilians and all, you know, all that stuff. And boy, man, those Sicilians, you know, yeah. Dan Bongino, you look at nothing against him. It's interesting. He doesn't probably even know he's like black. That's, put your genetics out, Bongino. We should be proud of it. Point is, you're Moorish. You're North African, bro. Because for 500 years, 300 years, they ran Sicily. See, I've studied all this. I know about Constantinople. I know about Western traders that gave them the cannons to take it down. Do you know about that? They go, oh, look at these big, beautiful buildings the Muslims built. They didn't build those. Those were churches. The Blue Mosque in Istanbul was built as a church. And I get called a traitor because I'm not allied with this. So Joe Kent, 11 combat tours, CIA commando, wife blown up, CIA operative in Syria. He comes out and echoes the intelligence report, says this is a disaster. Trump, pull out now, it's a trap. He gets called a traitor and a neo-Nazi leader with no evidence by all the neocons. But all he's telling you is what's in the intelligence reports. He gives the classified information, but the report's public. So here's Kent Friday, and the full interview airs tomorrow. We just heard a few excerpts Friday. Tomorrow on my show, Harrison Smith, the full hour-plus interview with Joe Kent. We need the right questions to ask. It is the best interview. He's done. The Iran war was a trap, and we need to get out of it. He's on to say, looks like a coup run by Israel against the U.S. He says there is foreign nexus around Charlie Kirk, and the FBI director killed that investigation 6 days after he was killed in September. I didn't get that from Joe Kent, but I told you he was in the room when it happened because I was given the information. And I was given the information. I said, why am I being given this? They said, it's too dangerous for us, and we're giving this to you. And I told you. The point is, I don't, and people said, oh my God, this is made up. This is insane at the time. You think I'm going to lie to you? I get stuff wrong sometimes, and I get so pissed when I get set up or I'm wrong. And I can count on a couple hands how many times that's been. We have like a 98% accuracy rate, folks. Point is, when you're listening to me, you're not getting horse crap. I eat, drink, sleep this stuff. This is what I do. Here's the clips of Joe Kent. I'm going to move into the vice president talking about UFOs. Here it is.
Do you think this was always a trap, or do you think, you know, it could have gone well, it could have gone differently in the early days, but shoot, now we're in it. I mean, do you think this was deliberate or not?
This is deliberate, and this was a trap, and this was the trap that the pro-Israel lobby and the Israelis themselves really wanted President Trump to fall into, because once you start committing forces and you start saying, like, through our sheer will, we're going to change the regime, through force, we're going to change the regime, and it's suddenly going to overnight become a pro-American government that we can deal with, much in the way that we did in Venezuela. That is a recipe for basically a never-ending war. And like, look, we should know better. This is a big reason why I had to resign, because we do know better. We saw this happen in Iraq. We saw this happen in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, you name it. We've been there, done that. We shouldn't have fallen for this, but we did. We're here now, so we need to get ourselves out. I just reflect on, had we gotten to, you know, the first couple of rough spots we had in Iraq and Afghanistan, when we still had very murky objectives, had we left then and cut our losses, how many lives would have been saved? How many trillions would have been saved? And so I think we should learn from our past and get out now while we still can.
Seems to me like there's been a coup against America performed by Israel. Is that too extreme of a thing to say?
A year ago, I would have said yeah. But right now, at this point, based on what I've seen over the course of the last year, and then when you take that data and you look at basically the trajectory and the history of our wars in the Middle East in my lifetime, at least over the last 25 years, you see Israel has stood to gain from all of them. Israel's advocated for all of these different wars, but especially in the last year, watching the Israelis come in, move President Trump's red line through the ecosystem I described, and aggressively push this regime change war, I don't think saying it's a coup is putting it too lightly. I mean, a lot of people will push back and say, no, it's not a coup whatsoever. We want this. And they'll go back to that same narrative that us and Israel have the same goals. But actually, I think more and more, the more time that goes on in this war that we're in right now, we can see that us and Israel just do not have the same goals. When the president of the United States gets out there and says he can't say who he's negotiating with in Iran because he's afraid that they'll be killed, and everyone knows he's talking about they'll be killed by the Israelis because the Israelis have been killing the moderates and killing the negotiators. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. And then also what Secretary Rubio and many others said at the beginning of the war, that we had to attack because we knew the Israelis were going to attack, which would result in attacks on our forces.
They tricked Trump to kill Mola. The
obvious question, I think, of anybody who's not even deeply steeped in foreign policy would be like, well, hey, who's calling the shots here? And that seems weird because we pay for Israel essentially to be able to defend itself.
Idea that foreign elements may have been involved or may just have knowledge of Charlie Kirk's assassination prior to the event. When did that first arise to your awareness?
Right after the assassination. I mean, we just started doing our basic investigatory duties, which obviously the FBI looks into all the U.S. persons that were involved. But because Charlie had an international following and he was a national figure, we started looking into this as well. And we found some foreign nexus leads, and I'm not saying a foreign government, I'm not saying necessarily foreign individuals, but there was foreign nexuses that we needed to look into more, and immediately the FBI had issues that, and they kicked us out of reviewing all of that. This went through a couple of different iterations where we asked for some more access to look into things that were well within our purview, questions that I think are still unanswered, and we were pretty much, you know, shut out of that. And so that's always been my stipulation, and I just think if you look at the Kirk assassination on a broader timeline, I mean, Charlie was very much against the war in Iran. He was advocating against it in June. That was the last time I saw him, you know, as I described on Tucker. There was other people that he was talking with then too that can confirm that Charlie was there advocating against the war. And then obviously after Midnight Hammer, I think Charlie, like a lot of us, said, okay, fine, we bombed the nuclear facilities. Now that issue's off the table. We're done. We still want to make sure we don't get involved in a further, you know, regime change war. And I think Charlie knew that the issue wasn't dead after Midnight Hammer, that it was still going to require some more lobbying. That's just my guess. He didn't tell me that. I can't pretend to be like best friends with Charlie or anything.
And it was the Democrats, admittedly, that came after me because I had Trump's here 8 years ago. So it's the same story over and over again. And they say Joe Kent's lying about that, even though Kirk's on record against this Iran war. This is a big deal. Now, shifting gears. You have the vice president who has access to all these intelligence files coming out saying it's interdimensional invasion. These aren't UFOs. These are basically demons. And you have, you know, the Bible verses about the principalities and powers of the air, Ephesians 2:2. And you have me decades ago saying this from my sources and just from everything that's happened and what we know goes on at Skull and Bones and these rituals where they're contacting these things and doing human sacrifices is what the demons demand. You know that from the lore, the Bible, you know, all that these dark gods demanded. And now you have the head Air Force general over the secret UFO file 3 days after Trump orders him to release it, disappearing. His two top aides disappear. This is big. So Vance is up there talking about this. I want to play you a clip of him just a few days ago with Benny Johnson. I want to play you a clip of myself a decade ago on Joe Rogan talking about it. Here's the clips.
You're going to release all the UFO files?
We're working on it. It's funny. When I came in, I was obsessed with the UFO files. And then you start getting really busy worrying about the economy and national security and things like that. But I've still got 3 more years as vice president. I will get to the bottom of the UFO files.
Okay. Have you peaked? Have you done a peek?
Have I what?
Have you done a peek? Have you like,
I,
you know?
So I actually haven't.
The
I have
full
not.
Independence Day,
I,
you know?
Like, I have not been able to spend enough time on this to really understand it, yeah. But I am going to. Trust me. I'm obsessed with this. I've already had a couple of times where I'm like, all right, we're going to Area 51. We're going out to New Mexico. We're going to sort of get to the bottom of this. And then the timing of the trip just didn't work out. But trust me, anybody who's curious about this, I'm more curious than anybody. And I've got 3 years of the very, very tippy top of the classification. I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. So you haven't been to Area 51 yet?
Not yet.
Some
not
people
yet.
Say they keep the UFOs in Ohio. Yeah.
Hangar 18, right?
Right.
I've heard that as well. Mm-hmm. but I don't know. I haven't looked into it yet.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we're waiting for it. We saw aliens.gov.
You know me.
We saw aliens.gov.
I don't think they're aliens. I think they're demons anyway, but that's a longer discussion.
Well, I can't let you go without a follow-up on that. Because Barack Obama is on this podcast, and he goes, yeah, aliens are real, but, like, here's where they're not. And, you know. And so Obama says, yes, he gets asked point blank, are aliens real? Said, oh, yeah. And then he goes, but they're not at Area 51.
Well, where are they, Barack?
Well, that's what he says. Okay. Right. There's a great question.
I need
Trump
to see
had
this.
To go save him, and he said he's going to declassify. Okay. So you think they're demons?
Well, look, I think that celestial beings who fly around, who do weird things to people, I think that the desire to describe everything celestial, everything is otherworldly, to describe it as aliens. I mean, every great world religion, including Christianity, the one that I believe in, has understood that there are weird things out there, and there are things that are very difficult to explain. And I naturally go, when I hear about sort of extra natural phenomenon, that's where I go to, is the Christian understanding that, you know, there's a lot of good out there, but there's also some evil out there. And I think that one of the devil's great tricks is to convince people he never existed.
Exactly. We know interdimensionally everything is folded over itself. It's wormholes. And for studying the globalists and going back thousands of years, I got more on this tomorrow. They're here to set humanity up. They're here to give us dark, twisted knowledge, the knowledge of evil, which is, we're talking about in the garden in Genesis. So when you study Skull and Bones, all these groups, they're literally channeling these off-world entities. They're giving them advanced information, but for a cost. They've got to go sacrifice children. They got to start wars. They got to kill people with COVID. They got to hurt humanity, and then they're put in charge because they're willing to hurt humanity. They're given this knowledge. And that's how it works. So here I'm like 10 years ago on Joe Rogan talking about this.
There's armies. We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy, but beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
Right.
And they believe they're possessed by an off-world entity.
They do?
Yeah. And then, Joe, I've been on air 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that. I've studied the elite, and I've also communicated with a lot of the top people. And if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet.
What's happening?
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures
creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it, by giving over our consciousness to the system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
The AI?
How'd the pedophile...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's,
I didn't understand about a third, that was 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So.
No, 7 years ago, no one was thinking AI was going to take over civilization.
So you can see why the FBI decided to destroy him, which it did. The people in, I mean, it's just like what has happened to Alex Jones is proof that at least some of what he's saying is true. Because who is Alex Jones a threat to?
And I've been on record. I was literally directed to look at all this by God. So that's where we are. That's the reality of it all. It's the intergalactic communication system, the birth of DARPA, ARPANET, the internet. Look it up for yourself. Intergalactic communication system, DARPA. You'll see it for yourself. Read the documents. They're declassified. I'm going to end this transmission right now. Royce White is on fire. General Flynn was going to be on today. He's coming up in a couple days. He wants to wait. He hasn't made a statement yet. He's got some other stuff happening. Look for that in the next few days. My show, 11 a.m. Central every day at Infowars.com/show. But just very briefly, zeolites are amazing. We private labeled one of the highest quality zeolites out there that draws the heavy metals, toxins, spike proteins out of your body. Everyone watching and listening, I don't steer you wrong. I only sell you stuff that works. You are insane if you don't get our zeolite, one of the best out there. And detoxify your body. Now, if you're super toxic, a few days after you take it, you may feel like total crap for a few days because this stuff's coming out of your body. You may piss purple. You know, seriously, when I first took this, I pissed purple for like 3 days. So maybe take a quarter dose at first because this is powerful. We don't sell stuff that doesn't work. Our methylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our iodine, it's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But we have the Alex Jones Zeolite Detox Defense Advanced Binding Agent. High-quality zeolite right now. Know what zeolites are? Take an hour to get into it. Look it up for yourself. We've got an amazing one right here. I'm not claiming it's the best because there's so many great zeolites, but this is a good one. Funds the operation. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get your zeolite right now and be the reason we stay on the air. So many other big deals. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Royce White is loaded for bear, and he is kicking ass. He comes to us from Occupy Islamic Minnesota. So stay with us. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.